And welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, John Gilliam and Mary Ann Chris with the Downtown Newark Association. Talk a lot about what they're doing. But first, cloudy skies, scattered showers today, high near 74. Cloudy tonight, could see a little bit of rain, low near 56. And then Tuesday, beautiful, high near 76. It's already gone off the rails because Mary Ann was telling us, Joel, about getting married out of Chapel Hill Golf Course. And we're like, you got married at a golf course? And she's like, yeah, she's proud of it, too.
And then had an outing afterwards, who doesn't love that?
Do you remember any of the wedding, or is it all about the golf you remember?
It was a beautiful day.
For golf or for a wedding?
Yes.
Wow.
What a great non-answer. Yes.
How many holes did you? Three putt? All that. No, it was a beautiful day.
I hit every fairway. I made two birdies. Oh, and I said I do at some point. I don't remember.
Yeah, and I brought home a husband. Now, that's a nice prize. Closest to the hole. You win. John, I told you not to come in here. I tried to warn you. I said, as soon as Mary Ann walked in here, this was going to go right off the rails, and you didn't believe me.
That's fair.
All right, John, real quick before we get in Downtown Newark Association, you came in, and we both looked at each other like, hey, you look familiar. I was down at the archive, at the arcade, you and your wife on that. You own Ohio True. You've got stuff over at the Works, Second Street Market. Dude. You find a little time to rest and relax?
No, everybody says that. No, we moved out here about 5 years ago, and, you know, we just really fell in love with the area. You know, there's certain different people that you kind of get to know first, and you walk down the street, and they're like, oh, hey, John, hey, how's it going? And, you know, we just really love the people, love the area. We always say we're never moving again. So we just were so blessed to be in the area, like Newark specifically, but honestly, like all of Lincoln County, like it's just... Everybody's great out here. Mm-hmm. It's we love the lifestyle.
What is it about it that makes it like that? Because a lot of people, it's for different things. I mean, some folks love to live here because of the trails. Some folks love the downtown Newark. Some folks love the rural aspect of Licking County. Is there something that drew you that you said, this is where we want to be?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of all of that. But honestly, I think for me, mostly it's the people. Like, it's the community aspect. Like, you know, Mary Ann here at the Midland, right? Like, walking down the sidewalks of downtown Newark, and then Mary Ann's walking maybe out of the coffee shop, and you're like, hey, Mary Ann, and you just have that conversation. Like, where we lived before, that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so that, for us, I think that was just magical in a lot of ways.
Been in the arcade now for a while. As I mentioned, we were down there at the archive. I highly suggest folks go down there. It's a good time. But what have you seen so far since the arcade has opened? Obviously, you know, it takes a little while to build that excitement. But, I mean, what have you been seeing?
Yeah, no, it's honestly, it's kind of a magical space. Because if you think about where else are you going to be able to put 20 businesses into one area within a few months of each other, and just, I mean, that's a lot of businesses that open all in one time frame. There's more things that are opening. We have some restaurants down the path. The ice cream parlor just opened up. So lots of foot traffic, lots of excitement, lots of nostalgia. People, you know, I literally had somebody come in the other month and was like, hey, this was my grandpa's barbershop back in whenever that was, and she was telling me how she used to sweep the floors. And so it's just really cool to hear all those stories and people connect, and then they also are so excited to see like the renovation and the newness and just the resurgence of what it's becoming now.
Well, and you're taking, partly it's you're taking care of history because of that community aspect. I mean, my mom and dad used to hang out in the arcade way back in the day, and I told her we were down there for Cinco de Mayo, and it was back open, and I sent her pictures, and she's like, oh my gosh. And then she starts telling me stories about what they used to do there and all that stuff. So the old regime likes it because you're taking care of the past, but the new regime likes it because, hey, it's fresh again.
Yeah.
This is something cool and new, and you're blending right in.
And there's not much, I mean, there's not much like it, especially around us. I will tell you, everybody goes, when somebody walks in and I see him go right for the basement, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't, there's nothing down there. It's just storage. I always know what's happening when someone goes right for the stairs.
Pro tip, avoid the basement.
Don't go down there, you may not come back up.
There's restrooms, that's about it. That's
right. Mary Ann, you've been a part of this community for a long time. What's it mean for you and for the Midland to see this now. It's just another great place for folks to stop maybe before they come over to see you guys.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. And like, you know, John was saying, it's gorgeous. I love going. When we had in the winter, there was the farmer's market that was there and it was packed. You go down and see the whole community coming and getting, you know, fresh fruits and meats and breads. And it was very cool. And I believe the arcade was, the arcade was actually built. It was the third in Ohio. And right now it's the third left in Ohio. There's only three left. Hmm. So that was kind of cool. But just to see the detail and the architect and, you know, the Sullivan building is going to be finished soon. And Xporlican County will be moving in and that will be their new home. Just all of the new things. There's a new owner of Mariposa and met with him last week. And he's just so excited about all of the new things happening downtown and all the growth and everything exploding downtown. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you're that, we've said it before, the Midlands kind of that cornerstone, you, the works. You talk about some of the different things. I mean, you talked about, it was funny when you were talking about restoration and historic. I thought, well, she knows a little something about that. Midland Theater, but it is amazing.
It is. It's we're 96 years in right now, so in 4 years we're going to have a big party, but we're very, very, very fortunate to be down on the square. You know, we say we are independently owned, an independently owned nonprofit organization, but we truly say that we belong to the community because without the community we would be nothing, and they truly support us and give back and come, and we've just an amazing gathering space. Mm-hmm. We're talking about gathering space. That's why, you know, the DNA does so many things that we do to combine and celebrate all the things downtown.
How'd you get involved? Was it simply with the Downtown Newark Association? You just knew, obviously, you're down there, you want to get involved, but maybe talk a little bit about kind of that partnership with all the different businesses to try to get folks and say, okay, here's what some of the great things we're doing down here.
Absolutely. So the meetings are at the library. They're the first Tuesdays of the month, 8 a.m. in the big meeting place at the library. And to go in, and they've actually had to add tables because the room has just expanded and there's so many members there. People are welcome to bring guests, but it's truly a room of getting together. The speakers are great. We hear about all the updates that are going on in our community. Everybody introduces themselves at the beginning of the meeting, and the meeting finishes with people giving updates about their organizations. So it really is all the what you need to know and who you need to know in the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it really started as everybody downtown in a business organization. It has really expanded to more than just the four corners of down on the square.
If I remember right, you guys used to meet in one of the churches. Because I remember going to one of the meetings.
Yes.
And then, so that ought to tell you. And the library is a great, that's another hub.
Oh, it's fantastic.
A great place to do that. Was it for you, John, was it, you know, I want to get involved with that Downtown Newark Association right away?
Yeah, so when we opened Second Street, I was kind of telling you guys earlier, like we kind of got a little bit more involved, started to know like Marianne, like Fred Ernest and his family, different people like that. And, you know, we just heard about it and we're like, oh, like, you know, we're kind of all in kind of people. We're either all in something or we're like, I don't have the time. And that was what we picked to, you know, we really wanted to get involved and we really wanted to kind of contribute to exactly all the reasons that we loved the downtown area already. Mm-hmm. And then you got to know all the people and it just kind of seemed like a no-brainer. Just really, really good people. Business owners, different organizations. I mean, I think we have 130-ish something members at the moment. The last meeting, like Marion was saying, like people were sitting along the wall. Some people were standing. We were all kind of looking at each other like, wow, there's a lot of people here. So that's good. It's the buzz, right? So it's like it's been a long, you know, Howard Long at the Historical Society mm-hmm. will tell you like you guys have worked really hard to get to where you're at now. And it's been a slow burn. But it's now you're starting to see the results of the energy starting mm-hmm. to come to life. And around town, as you look around, you can kind of see that energy and then all the pride and energy all these, you know, organization and business mm-hmm. owners have too. It's all kind of all going together mm-hmm. to kind of create all this buzz.
Well, it seems like it's a great time for that too, because more and more you read people like communities that you can walk to everything. I mean, there's grocery, there's entertainment, there's places to yep. eat. You got public transit now that's kind of mm-hmm. cycling through. And so it really is. I mean, the timing for this kind of renaissance has really been pretty great.
Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, you know, Mayor Hall and his team obviously have done a lot to kind of help get us there too. And you know, Marianne was talking about how you get to learn updates and things. So the city's always there, the police are there. And so they always talk about the things that are in the future. So it's kind of really cool to kind of get like, as a business owner, as a community member, it's kind of cool to get the glimpse of like, here's where we're going. And you can kind of see what's happening. And then you're kind of, okay, that's cool. Like they were talking about the high speed rail, you know, Newark being a hub in, you know, 10 years or something. And it's like, okay, I could go to Cleveland in like 30 minutes or 40 minutes or something. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're definitely excited for the energy. Really excited. Really, for me, it's all about that community aspect. And that's kind of like, we're talking about the DNA. That's kind of like me and Marianne are on the events committee. So we do Final Fridays. We partner with the city to do Safe Trick or Treat. And then, let's see what other ones, Chocolate Walk, mm-hmm. Wonderland Walk, just a lot of fun community events that are free and that are downtown, get people out there and enjoy just a nice day, hopefully, typically.
Well, we got through May. Now that May is over, there's a chance for some good weather.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, John Gilliam, and Marianne Chris with the Downtown Newark Association. Cloudy skies, scattered showers throughout the day, high right around 75. Cloudy tonight, a chance of rain, low near 56, but then it brightens up over the next few days, Tuesday and Wednesday, looking like nice days, a high 76 Tuesday and Wednesday, 82 under sunny skies. Talking about the Downtown Newark Association, and John, to get back to you a little bit, talking about the Final Friday events that are going to be coming up, and these are just great events that are taking place, oddly enough, on the final Friday of each month. But I mean,
weird.
These are a lot of fun. I mean,
you guys, you're right. Who came up with that?
Oh, I bet that was Marianne.
But these are some great events.
How can we make this easier? No, yeah, appreciate you. So Final Fridays, we have June, July, and August. So it is the final Friday. It always starts at 4 o'clock, runs till 7. This year we have over 45 vendors currently signed up for all those. And we're changing it up a little bit this year. So we partnered with the Mayor's Concert Series. So Mayor Jeff Hall and the Final Fridays are coming together. So we're going to be on the South Park Place on that side of the courthouse. And then we're going to kind of use that alleyway between the Canal Market and the square and kind of make like an H. If you include the market, the Canal Market there, and kind of go down the alleyway and then right across the side of the lawn there, bringing it all together a little closer. Kind of really bring, you know, get some excitement going, get people a little closer so they don't have to walk everywhere, get the music going, just lots of fun, different vendors that are going to be out there.
So you'll have vendors down the alleyway?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Very
so
nice.
So it was kind of, if you think about it, it would kind of connect mm-hmm. the Canal Market yeah. and the square.
Yeah, very nice. Now, see, that to me, that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, you got the alleyway. You can walk. You can go back and forth
exactly,
to the farmer's market. I mean, that seems to me to make a lot of sense. So, again, there's always themes for these. So what are some of the themes that you guys are having? Or is it just going to be Final Friday? Oh, so Marianne, just, well, don't say that. We don't want you talking about themes. We're not doing it.
No themes. It's potpourri this year. Final Friday potpourri. Whatever happens, happens.
I've never seen her move so fast.
So this year, so the events committee got together. And we listened to the kind of different community members and things. And so we got rid of the themes per se. And really that was to encourage more people to come out and join. So sometimes when you have a theme one way or the other, only certain people might show up. This was more like, hey, it's a sale. People out there, if you wanted to buy maybe some baked bread, some candles, things like that. Or if you wanted to, you know, have a historical tent, like Howard and his team's coming out. So it really, too, is encompass more people and not really limit who would show up. So it's kind of, you're going to get kind of, you know, this year you're going to get kind of both. So if you would come to a theme last year, you're still going to get that. Those people are still going to be there, but you're also going to get maybe a little bit more of the craft fair shopping experience, street fair, if you will, mm-hmm. at the same time. So it kind of covers all the bases, if you will. That was kind of our goal, is to get a little bit more people to participate and more people to come and participate in that way.
Well, that kind of goes with your theme, too. I mean, Marianne, earlier you said the Downtown Newark Association used to be very square-centric,
yeah,
and now it's kind of expanding out. So that just kind of is a variation on a theme.
Absolutely. So the goal of the DNA was previously to bring people downtown, mm-hmm, and we feel like the city has met that goal. People are downtown. So now our goal is to continue to give them different things to do. So really bridging between the, you know, piggybacking on things that are already happening. So bridging between the Canal Market, bringing arts and crafts, and bringing people down to the arcade, get a drink down at, you know, 1922 and Mariposa and all the great places, or come see a show. So bringing people down and giving them a lot more opportunities to do things.
And then I would say, just a shameless plug, you said get a drink in 1922.
Archive, I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't even going to say that. I was just going to say, you know, the Dora, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have such a beautiful downtown. We have all the restaurants, bars have the opportunity and the option to do Dora Cups. So what a great opportunity on those final Fridays or the market. Get a Dora Cup from wherever your favorite spot is and just walk around. Like, go down there. You can drink.
And you want to specify what Dora stands for, so people that don't understand Dora?
Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area.
How popular has that been? I know, Marianne, you were here when the city started talking about it, and I covered those city council meetings. There were a lot of folks like, you're going to have a bunch of drunkards walking around. This is going to be a mess. How are you going to do this? This has really been well received.
It really has. So I'm on the Dora board, and we discussed, you know, when we first rolled out Dora, and it was to help during COVID to bring people outside when people were not able to gather inside. And we tried doing it on just the Fridays and then Saturdays, and then we had a couple sipping strolls, and it became that we were making too many rules and it was defeating the purpose. So now Dora is every day 10 to 10 and makes it really easy for those that are consuming and those that are selling. There's a lot of businesses that do have like a Sunday brunch, so you can grab a beverage and walk around downtown. We have Dora-friendly businesses that you can go in and shop with your Dora cup if they do not, you know, offer different beverages. So it's really cool to see people mm-hmm more out and about, walking around, enjoying it. There have not been any instances of any situations where it's become a problem.
Yeah, it's, again, I heard these people, Tom, like, it's no different than just, you know, you're leaving a bar, you go to another bar. This time now you can just walk. But here's the thing, and sometimes I think, well, you might see this, people don't understand the rules a little bit. Yeah. They'll just walk in with a cup, and you're like, nah, you know, you can't bring it, right?
I'm yep, 100%. That. There's just the education piece.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more that it goes on, and I have, you know, maybe it's because we just opened the archive and I've seen it from a different lens, but I do feel like the more I have seen more and more people, and I think part of that is what we've been talking about, the arcade opening up, more people out and about, the weather's, well, not today, but the weather's starting to change, right? Like,
yeah,
it's summer again almost. Like, you know, you're going to a show, you know, you're leaving your restaurant and you're drinking, you know, your Dora cup because you didn't finish it or whatever, because you're going to be late to the David Spade show last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before you get in there, you just dump it out and you're good to go.
Yeah, it does make, it does make it really, I know when we were down there, Joel mentioned for Cinco de Mayo, it was nice just to be able to walk around and go, okay, I'm going to wait right out here. As a matter of fact, some folks went into the archive. You and I think stood outside and finished
yep
in a drink and letting folks go in there. Now, for the Downtown Newark Association Final Fridays, you got three different businesses over there, big guy.
Yeah, we do.
How are you
going
to have three different booths? How are you going to start? Are you going to have them open to some folks? Or are you just like, just come on over and check us out?
It's people, you know. We have a great team. We're very, very blessed to have a couple different people that work with us. I have a business partner that also helps. And then my wife and I just kind of run around.
Mm-hmm.
But it honestly, it's a
You're
small...
You're strategically across the hall from each
yeah,
other
we,
in the
yeah,
archive.
Yeah, that was planned. So the arcade... Yeah, see, I always do that. Archive arcade. The archive is right across from Ohio True, so we can... We share the Wi-Fi, you know, we can see each other.
Mm-hmm. So she can yell at you if she's
like, hey, I gotta need the bathroom break. I punch the door.
Look,
you know.
That was planned by your wife. That was not planned. Nothing to do with that big guy.
Absolutely not.
Duck lines. We know who's checking on who there.
But yeah, it just works.
Yeah.
It's you know, we're running around, but it works.
Well, talk about Ohio True kind of a lot, and Joel mentioned this all the time. People want to know where they're getting everything. Where it's
sure
the food, you know, the farmers markets want to be sourced. They also want to know where their goods are that they're buying, where they're coming from.
I'm going to interrupt them already. So Ohio True does all of our merch at the Midland.
Yes.
So all of our hoodies and our T-shirts and our hats all come from...
Even our little bottle opener?
No, bottle opener.
That was, okay, shut up,
Nate. Like, quiet. No.
That was the moment. Sorry.
We don't do those. But yeah, so we design everything. We produce everything right here. We have our store downtown now, obviously, in the arcade. And we've been around for just over 8 years. We just celebrated our 8-year anniversary. This is our first storefront. But you would find us in about 50 different stores all around Ohio. So from a hospital gift shop, so just right down the street from here, we're in there. Mm-hmm. Midland, all kinds of different places you can find our stuff. Hmm. A lot of it's all Ohio. So only about 2% is something that's not Ohio. But everything we do is somehow tied back to Ohio.
Cool. Hmm. I'm going to interrupt you again. Tell about the bubblegum machine.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I forgot about the bubblegum machine. So our rewards program, so if you come into the store, you know, we're pretty low tech. And so we were trying to lean into like the historical aspect of the arcade. And it's just something different and cool. So we have this big giant gumball machine that we, you know, figured out how to get off Facebook Marketplace, and it was a whole journey. But we got it. We built it. And so when you make a purchase, you give you a little token. You put it in there. You spin it. The gumball, you know, goes down. Kids love it. And then out comes a prize. So everybody that, you know, everything's a prize. So it could be a free T-shirt. It could be a gift card. It could be multitude of different things. But yeah, when you come down, we give you a token, and you get to spin the gumball machine. And if you have a kid, if you have two kids, it gets a little
competitive.
Yeah. If it's like something, you know, a wristband or something, like, hey, take this other wristband. Like, I'm not going to do that to you. But yeah, it gets a little hairy.
Note to self, leave one kid in the hallway.
Yeah. One kid, yeah.
Wow. They got the good shite lines, you know? On that. It's all good.
Comes a text.
It's all good.
Coming from.
It's all good.
What did you let them all in here for? But you know, Marianne, it is cool to go back to the downtown New York to hear some of these stories of folks like John and Emily, his wife, getting these businesses started. It's great to hear these things because it's just people want to be here. I mean, not just folks wanting to come here to spend their money. There's people that want to put their business here. That is so important to the lifeline and young folks. I mean, I'm not saying that the three of us are old, but
why did you point at just John when you said young folks?
Well, you know,
I think we all know that. I think we do.
But it's great to see these young folks coming in here and trying to make a difference.
Absolutely. And again, bringing new life into the community and really appreciating the history and the beautiful architecture, but wanting to really live here and bring everything that they have in their family here. It was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And be part of all the magic. Like you said, three businesses. He's been here 5 years, came from, we'll say, a corporate America job.
Corporate America.
And decided, like I did, it's not that magical as they advertise. So coming down and really, we keep using the word magic. It really, really is magical.
I don't know why we did. We didn't even talk about it.
We didn't talk about that.
Happened.
That's my word. I think you stole it, but
yeah,
well, you could borrow
it. Break you two up?
Yeah,
but it really is cool to see people come down and shop and really truly support each other. 2 years ago, back downtown, we had somebody that came and broke glass out of 11 different buildings, which was obviously awful. One of my very favorite days of being at the theater was that next morning. And people coming out of businesses, there were two glass companies, local glass companies that measured every building just in case they needed work done. There were people buying each other coffee, people with brooms sweeping up, people taping each other's businesses up. People who had businesses that were not affected were down checking on everybody else. Mm-hmm. One of my very favorite days.
Yeah. All right, shameless plug. What's coming up at the Midland? What do folks need to know about? What's going on? And Hometown Heroes, are we doing that?
We are doing Summerfest. So, yes. So, the first thing is on Betts Barn. We've got for Father's Day. We've got a great summer lineup of summer movies, and they are free to all seniors. They are $5 for adults.
I think we all look high.
Thanks, John.
Says he doesn't even like doing this.
I know,
he's
right?
A master in a half an hour. A master.
We are bringing back Summerfest August 2nd. Big old free party in the street. We've got three bands this year. Anna Belt, my summer intern. She's a musician and songwriter. She's going to be opening up. Hometown Heroes honored. It's got some local food coming down. So August 2nd, bring your lawn chair, big old party on the street. We will again be partnering with Pelotonia. So Pelotonia will be on South Park Place, and Big Old Party Summer Fest will be on North Park Place.
Beautiful. Folks want information on the Midland, where do they get it?
Come see us at 36 North Park Place or www.midlandtheater.org, and theater is T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Always throw that in there. And go ahead. You've got several businesses. I mean, if folks want information on what you're doing, I talked about the archive when you guys opened, and actually, you should be giving me free drinks because I was throwing people down there.
I hear that a lot.
It's good to hear that.
That people have heard about it, or that you should be giving them free drinks.
Both.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Talk a little bit about what you got.
Sure.
Going
yeah.
On.
So the so we have the archive. It's a wine bottle shop and lounge. So we beer and wine, small bites. So we partner with Hey Babes. They make our flatbreads, things like that. And chocolate chip cookie, because you got to have that at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Nice finish.
I didn't know it was Hey Babes.
Yeah, it's Hey Babes.
And you have NAs?
We do have NAs. So I always tell my wife we got the NA market kind of cornered, it seems like. So we have about 14 different options of NA beers, wines, different like sparkling like cocktails that are NA. So that's been really popular as well. Right across the street, if you will, in the arcade is Ohio True. And then on the Works campus, in front of the Works, across from the parking garage there, is Second Street Market, which is right across from Hey Babes.
Yeah.
So there you are. That's how, and that's the cool thing, like you mentioned earlier, to bring it back to the downtown, you partner with these folks to help bring, you're doing stuff for the Midland. Hey Babes is making the stuff for you. That's what makes it great.
Absolutely.
If folks want information on the Downtown Newark Association, what do they need to do?
Yeah,
there?
So you can either you can just get on Facebook and you can search Downtown Newark Association, or you can just go to, is it downtownnewarkassociation.com? Mm-hmm. Or like Marianne said earlier, you can, if you're interested in learning, and you don't have to be a business owner or organization, you know, leader, you can just be a volunteer. We have plenty of those too. So you can just come to a meeting the first Tuesday of every month at 8:00 at the library.
Not bad.
We'd love to see you.
We'd like to be there, but we do a little show, so we won't be able to. Maybe we can do the show live from down there.
That'd be fun.
Fantastic.
That would be a lot of fun. That would be tremendous fun.
Well, John and Marianne, always a pleasure. Marianne, it's always a great time to have you in, and John, it's a pleasure meeting you. Just love to have these new businesses open and do so well in the downtown, across the city, but the downtown area especially. If you haven't had a chance to get down there, go down, walk around, enjoy it. It is a true gem here in Licking County. So thanks to the both of you.
Thank you.